We are learning Masechtas Moed Katan, Daf Chof Aleph Amad Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Chof Amad Beis. Talk to Gemara. Ameimar Shachav Le Bar Berei. Ameimar lost his grandson. That means his son was sitting Shiva for his son. Ameimar held that Yimachuyiv to Binayi Gavelis if a person's son is Binayi Gavelis. Therefore, Karalayu, he raised Kriya. He ripped his clothing. Also, Bray. His son came, Karabape, he ripped again in front of him. Itgadim Yushuv Kara, he remembered that you're not supposed to rise Kriya while you're sitting. When you rip the clothing, you have to be standing. So, Itgadim Yushuv Kara, Kom Kara Umad, he stood up and made a Kriya again. So that's how the Rashi learns. There were three Kriyas altogether. He had to do a Kriya because his son was sitting Shiva, and he first did it, and not in front of the sun, then he did it in front of the sun, and then he did it standing, because if you remember, he did it sitting. Tosfos doesn't like this pshat. Tosfos asks, with Hema, keeping the Kara Kvar, if he already did Kriya already, why is he doing Kriya in front of the sun? So maybe to teach us that he was doing it because of the sun, but he brings out another pshat from that it means that the first Ameimah writes Kriya, then his son writes Kriya in front of him to show him that you're not supposed to do it sitting down. And therefore he remembered that you're not supposed to do sitting down, and then he writes Kriya again, standing up. But in any case, you see from here, that you have to write Kriya standing. Amalei Rav Ashi Lameima, Kriya de Muminol, and what's the makar that Kriya has to be done standing up? The Chsib, it says in the Pasuk, by Ioiv, when he lost his children and all his possessions, it says, Vayokom Ioiv Vayikra Esmi Eloi. Vayogaz Es Roishoi Vayipal Arza Vayishtachu. That says in the Pasuk in Ioiv, that he stood up and he raised Kriya. For you see, you have to stand up to raise Kriya. So, Freddy Marakasha, and Tap Chaval from Nalaf, Elam Yato, it says in the Pasuk by Chalitza that if the brother says, I don't want to take my brother's wife as a wife, so it says in the Pasuk, Va'omar, Va'omar, Loichafas Lekachta. Hachinami, does it mean you have to stand and say this? Va'otayim, and Derbraisa, Ben Yoshe, Ben Oimid, Ben Moita. You don't have to be standing, be sitting, standing, or leaning. You don't have to be standing. It says, Amad Amar. So you see, it's Dav Davka. Amalei, don't bring a raya from there, from Chalitza. Hosn Liksi Vayamoid. Vayamoid. And say, he stood up and said, it says, Va'amad Vama. Hocha Ksiv Vayokom Vayikra. And there's a difference. Va'amad Vama just means he gets up and says, which means it's just it's telling you what happens. It's like, it says, someone goes ahead and says. That's what it means. It means standing up. He goes ahead and says, Lochavas Lekachta. Mashainkin. Vayokom Vayikra says, it's clear we're teaching us that you have to stand up. Vayikra, that's a different type of lashon. That teaches us standing up. It's not just telling us that he went ahead and ripped. It says, Vayokom, he stood up, Vayikra. So therefore, that's more of a limud to tell us that it means taka, you have to stand. This is what Tosfos learns. Top Tosfos says, Mashma, Va'omad, Va'omar, Hanafil Miyushev. Va'omad, Va'omar sounds just, you know, he went ahead and said, Mashaykh, Vayokom, Vayikra, sounds like you have to be standing. Omar Rav Bachama, a different card, you have to stand for Kriya. Menayin le Kriya Shehi Ma'umud. How do you know that rice and Kriya has to be standing up? Shinam says in the Pasuk, Vayokom Oyev Eyev Yikr. Sorry, it's the same thing. We're going to have a cash on this. So Rav Bachama says, how do you know Kriya is standing up? Shinam Vayokom Eyev Yikr. That Eyev stood up and ripped and rice Kriya. So you have to stand up. So Freit the Gemara, Dilma, Milsa Yisarto Avad. Maybe he's doing something extra. So that Rav Chama is bringing that. He's bringing that out of Joshua because he has a kasha. He says, we learned from Iyov that you have to write Kriya standing up. Maybe he just did extra things. What's the right? Like Temahachi says in the Pasuk also, Yoga is Rosha. They shaved his head in Sar. That's not a halacha in Hilchos Avela. So obviously, the Pasuk saying he did extra things because he was so distraught. So Hachinami, he also maybe standing up was only because of something extra. Elam Yehacha, the Makar is from a different place from here. It says by David HaMelech, when they told him that Avshalom killed his sons, he killed David HaMelech's children, it turned out he only killed Amnon, but at that point he didn't know yet. So it says, Vayokam HaMelech Vayikras Begadov. The Melech stood up and ripped his clothing. So you see, Vayokam HaMelech, because he had to stand up. So the Gemara asks, maybe they also don't mostly say to David. The Pasuk says, Vayishkav Arzav. The Pasuk says like this, Vayokam HaMelech Vayikras Begadov, Vayishkav Arzav, V'chol Avodim Tzavim Kriya Begadov. So he says, Vayishkav Arzav, they lay on the ground, he went to sleep on the ground, he lay on the ground. So, Dilma Milsa Yaserta of it, maybe this that Don Melech stood up was extra, Diloy Temach, Vayishkav Arzav, Achinami, think Vayishkav Arzav mean Vedavka, that he was supposed to lay on the ground, Vatayim Tenebraisa, that the halacha is that someone who's an oval does kfiyas hamita. He means he turns over the bed, he turns over his bed and sleeps on the other side of the bed. And says in the Braisa that if someone was, the Geyer says, yoshon agave mita. If someone went to sleep on the mita, agave kise, or on a chair, agave udni, or he went to sleep on a different type of bench, gdaila, agave karka, or he went to sleep on agave karka, the Geyer says, mekul namra fil agave karka lo yotza. You're not yotza, a fil agave karka. Udni is like a machteshas, is like a... is a mortar. You wouldn't sleep on top of on a mortar or on the karka. Lo yotze de chavasa. You're not yotze the mitzvah of kfiyas mita of avelus. So hekis sev yishkav arzas dafka. You have to have kfiyas mita. So it must be the whole pasuk is not really a raya to hilchos avelus. Just saying things he did extra because he's so distraught. But Rav Yechanan shlekiyim kfiyas mita. The reason why you're not yotze because you weren't yotze kfiyas mita. Amalei. When it says Yishka Arza mean on the Arza, ke ain Arza. It's like he slept on the ground because Yitaka turned over his mita and slept on it, and that's ke'ilu he slept on the ground. So therefore, you could learn out according to Rama Chama, the Makar is from David HaMelech, Vayakam Melech V'yikra, and there don't ask either the pasuk's extra because Yishka Arza there means he slept on the other side of the mita, which is ke ain Arza. Masha Enkein. By Iyev, we said he didn't want to learn from Iyev because he held that since it says V'yogaz is Roshay, that was could have been extra. It's not a raya that you have to stand when you do kriya. Something more about Tanur about Ve'ilu dvorim she'ovel oser behem. These are the following things that an ovel cannot do. Oser b'malacha. First of all, he's not allowed to do any work. He's not allowed to work, and Zavuyah is not allowed to do schayri either. He's not allowed to work. Over rechitza, he can't wash himself. This is all in shiva. Over sicha, and he can't smear himself with oils. Over tashmamita. Uva ni'ilas, a sandal, he's not allowed to wear shoes. So the first of Bryce, he's not allowed to wear shoes. It's a little bit shver, because yesterday's daf, at Avchafam Beis, we learned the story of Rav Chia, that he got a shmua rechayka, that he found out that his brother and sister were nifter, and it says he told his attendant, take off my shoes, and let's walk to the base of Merchitz. So in Gemara says, Shemamina, three things. One of the things Gemara says is, Shemamina, ovil osim ni'ilas, a sandal. The Pella is, it's the first of Bryce, you don't need to bring a ride for Rav Chia. It's the first of Bryce, he's not allowed to wear shoes. So the Ramban over there answers that the chiddush over there was that that's enough to be called miksas avelus, because miksas yom kikuloi, that's enough just taking off your shoes, enough to be mekayim that you did avelus. Al Kaponim says over here different things you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to do sandal, you're not allowed to wear shoes. But also licorice b'tayro, you're not allowed to learn tayro, or nevi'im, v'ksuvim, or any part of Tanakh, v'lashan it's b'mishnah, you're not allowed to learn mishnayis, b'medrish, v'halachos, v'talmid, you're not allowed to learn gemara, v'agadis. So you're not allowed to learn anything. Why not? So Rashi explains, because the pasuk says by Yecheskel Hanik Doim, you have to be quiet, and I Ovel's Chayv all mitzvahs like the Gemara says in Sukkah. He says no, this mitzvah is different because this mitzvah brings Simcha. So in Tosfos, there's a whole discussion: is Ovel allowed to learn Devarim Haroim, which means like Ioi and Kinois and Devarim Haroim Shiviyirmiya? Like we know on Tisha B'av, you're allowed to learn Devarim Haroim, Hilchos Aveilus, all these things you're allowed to learn is when someone's Ovel. So it's Machlokes Rishonim. The Reis says that Rabbeinu Yaakov, Rabbeinu Tam, used to ask her to learn all the stuff. Because the Gemara doesn't say here it's mutter, like the Gemara says by Tisha B'Av. So it sounds like it's also. And Lemaisa, but the other Rishonim argue, and they hold that you could, Tosfos brings them a Cholkim, you could learn the other things. And with this Machlokes, really, it could be a totally different Machlokes, is there a Chi of Talmud Torah for Avol? Because if you learn the Chi of Talmud Torah, so yeah, it could learn Dvar Ram. But if they can't learn anything, so they don't even have a Chi of Talmud Torah even. That's a Shaila by itself. Right. My Rabbi Shrikh Loy, if my Rabbi Shrikh Loy, ain't a Nimna. If a lot of people need them for, if this person is someone who darshans every day and they need him and no one else could give that daf yom hashir, then he could, even in the middle of Shiva, he could teach Torah. My Rabbi Shrikh Loy, ain't a Nimna, or my son, may be nice, or Rabbi Vitzipari. There's one time a story where Rabbi Vitzipari lost his son. He went into his marriage and darshan the whole day. He learned the whole day. He taught Torah the whole day. Why? Because Rabbi Shrikh Loy. Rabbi Vavachana, Israel of Milsa. Rabbi Vavachana lost a karav and he was sitting Shiva. Sova, little maid, he didn't want to go out to give his drasha. Omalei Rav, Tanina. We learned. And when you rab him, by me, it says Omalei Rav Tanina. By you, it says Omalei Rav Tanina?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what you was right, Gersa. Omalei Rav Tanina. By Rav and Shrikhalai, we learned. And Rav and Shrikhalai, Eino Nimna. You're not allowed to, you're not give the shir. You have to give a shir, and they need you. So then, okay, why not give a shir? Saval ukma mayorla. He wanted appoint a matorgamin, someone who explains the drasha. That's what the minig was. Even if someone goes out, b'shas, he's in the middle of shiva, to give a shir, because Rav Shichloi, he should not do it in the regular way. He should not be maimed a matorgamin. But what should he do? When Rabbi Yehuda Baraloi's son was nifted, he was sitting shiva. He went to the marriage to give shir. And Rabbi Chananya went with him. The Yoshua Tzidah sat on his side. And he whispered to Rabbi Chananya Kavya. But Rabbi Chananya Kavya told the Targuman, and Rabbi Chananya Kavya whispered to the Targuman. But Targuman was really a Rabbim, and Targuman taught the Torah to the Rabbim. So you see, he did a shinui. He didn't talk straight to the Metorgamin. He talked to Rav Chananya ben Akavya, who talked to the Metorgamin. So even if someone is being darish for Rabbim in the middle of Shiva because everyone needs him, still, they should do some kind of shinui. So,
same thing would apply for a parent.
What I mean, yeah, if a parent also, yeah.
About
a song.
We learned yesterday, the parents.
Well, it's Mulchama. The Gabbai, this is not. Rabbim Shikla is not Mulchama. So we learned all these different halakhas that are din in the oval. So Tosfos handles, why didn't it say Kfiya Samita Vatifis Arosh? That's one of the lachos of our Avil. So Taisa's answer is because it only counted things that you are Osir. Those things you have to do. Those are the positive things you have to do. Kfiya Samita Vatifis Arosh. And it only counts the things you're not allowed to do. Why doesn't it say Tfilin and Shila Shalom? Why didn't it say those things you can't say? Because those things are not all the days of Avelis. And why didn't it say tachbaisis, which means fresh laundry? So he says that's bechlal rechitza. That's what Taisa says. Now Taisa says that bizman hazeh were not noyik to do atifas arosh and kfiya samita for different reasons. Why don't do kfiya samita? Either because it shouldn't look like shafim, or because our beds, if you turn it over, it's not so much different than both sides are the same. Our beds, therefore, they don't turn over the beds, and we don't do atifas arosh, so it shouldn't bring the day's chayk. And that's what we pass. We don't do kfiya samita and atifas arosh anymore. We don't do those things of avelis. Tana Rabban. Now we talk about tefillin. Tana Rabban. Avel gimel yomim harishonim also niach tefillin. According to the Tanakhama of his brisa, the first 3 days of avelis you don't put on tefillin. But meslish velech you put on tefillin, which means only 2 days you don't put on tefillin. The third day already put on tefillin. Meslish vechal. Meslish vechal. On the third day, he put on tefillin already. The first 2 days of Avelis, a person is not put on tefillin. If someone new comes to Menachem Avil, you don't have to take off your tefillin. Because there was a Havimina, we'll see if all my name like that you shouldn't wear tefillin in front of someone new because they might think you wore tefillin the whole week of Shiva already. You're not supposed to wear tefillin the first 2 days. Still, on the third day, you're allowed to wear tefillin, and even if someone comes in, someone new, you're still allowed to keep on your tefillin. Rav Yeshua Eimer, he argues on 2 points. First of all, he says, Avil Beis Yom Rosh Hashanah Masaneach Tefillin. The Issa Tefillin is the first 2 days. Mesheni Beilech, from the second day and on, Mesheni Bechlal, and the second day is included, Mutl Neach Tefillin, not put on Tefillin. Which means, only the first day you don't put on Tefillin, the second day you put on Tefillin. Ben Baal and Pahal Kadash, and if someone new comes, you have to take it off, because they shouldn't think you wore Tefillin every single day. And, so this is the halacha, that according to the Tanakhama, the Ikar Avelis is 2 days, so for 2 days you can't wear tefillin, and only the third day. And according to Rabbi Shua, only the first day is the Ikar Avelis, and afterwards you can wear tefillin. Now, what does it mean the first day or 2 days? So it's Mavuyer in the Mishnah Berurah, that means from the Kvura. Avelis starts from the Kvura. So even if someone dies on Sunday, and the Kvura was on Monday, so the first day of Shiva is Monday, so Monday you don't wear tefillin. And according to the Tanakhama, Monday and Tuesday you don't wear tefillin, and you can wear tefillin on Wednesday. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, you can put on tefillin on Tuesday. Zok to Gemara, Amar Rav Masna, my time with Rabbi Eliezer. What's Rabbi Eliezer says that only from the third day and on could you wear tefillin? The Chassid, it says in the pasuk, "Vayitmu yimei bechi evil Moshe," and it says Loshen Rabim, "Yimei bechi evil Moshe," which is Loshen Rabim. So you see, there's 2 days al kaponim at least of avelis. So at least 2 days of avelis. That's why he says the first 2 days you can't wear tefillin. In my time of Rav Yeshua, the Chassid says in the pasuk, "V'achrisa kiyoyim mar." The last day is kiyoyim mar. V'achrisa, the end of his days, which means his sife is going to be like yoyim mar, like the yoyim mar, which is the day of death, which is 1 day of avelis is 1 day. You see from this pasuk, "V'achrisa kiyoyim mar." So it's machlokes if ikar avelus is 2 days or 1 day. It's Rabbi Shimon Nami Yaksiv Bayitmu Mechi Eva Moshe. It says in that pasuk it's not just 2 days. On Malach Shani Moshe Takav Avle. When Moshe Rabbeinu was nifta, it was a big tzara. There it's Takav 2 days. But a regular person is only 1 day. But Rabbi Shimon Nami Yaksiv. But Rabbi Lezer Nami Yaksiv Achizu Kiyemar. It says the pasuk Achizu Kiyemar. No, ikar Beriru Chadiyemu. The ikar avelus is Takav 1 day. That's ikar avelus. He agrees, but 2 days is still avelus. Maybe the ikar tsar is 1 day, but the vada there's 2 days. Avelus shneyam, and therefore you can't put it until in the first 2 days. What's halacha lemaisa? Ma ula halacha k'rab liyazer bechalitza. We pass k'rab liyazer bechalitza, which means you pass k'tana kam legabe chalitza. If pom chalash is come, you don't have to take off the tefillin. You don't have to worry about people will think you wore tefillin the whole shiva. Halacha k'rab Yeshua b'hanacha. And halacha like is Rabbi Yeshua when it comes to putting on tefillin, which means you put on tefillin the second day already. So a bayal ula shaila is like this: b'sheni leula, the second day, l'kud ula chaylus and a chaylus. Why? Because you think about it: if you're putting on tefillin the second day, then l'chari you should have to take it off parim chadashos. Why? Because m'man of shach, you have no right to keep on your tefillin. Because if you hold the Rabbi Yezer, you're not wearing tefillin today. If you hold the Rabbi Yeshua, he holds you have to take off tefillin when parim chadashos walk in. So this on the third day, so there you have at least Rabbi Eliezer. But on the second day, you don't. If you're not taking it off, the Pum Chadash walk in. You don't have any. You don't have any sheep to hang your head on. So Mar Taka said like that. You take it off, put it back on. You know, 100 times. And like Tosfos says, that's the pshat. Like we said, the Baam Taka says the time may Meshua, Bein Rabbi Eliezer, Bein Meshua, but Pum Chadash is also. Because the fear of Eliezer is also to put it on. And fear of Yeshua, you have to be chaylus. Therefore, even come to Ula, we're passing like both those, we're passing like Rav Yeshua by Hanacha and Eliezer by Chalitza, but the second day you have to take it off. But Rav Amno, kivin sheniach shuv eni chaylus. Once you put it on, you don't take it off. You don't take it off. So it means the passing is like Rav Eliezer, and he holds the second, he passes like Rav Yeshua that the second day you can put on tefillin. And he holds a Rabbi Yezer that you don't have to take it off any time, even the second day. Doesn't Rava say that we pass like our Tana, that until you have 3 days before Yom Tov does not waive the Avelus. So you see, Avelus is 3 days. So if it's 3 days, how do you put on Tefillin on the second day? And for the Gemara, mitzvah shiny. A mitzvah of Tefillin is different, and therefore, therefore you even put on the second day, because mitzvah shiny is different than the 3 days you have to have before Yom Tov. When it comes to mitzvah, there, it's mitzvah, therefore you have to put on the second day. So how do we paskin? So we paskin Shulchan Aruch Taka, that the first day you don't put on tefillin, and that's how the Mishmaru says, even if it's not the Yom Misa, it's Yom Kfuro, and then the second day they put on tefillin. There is a Marit Hatz, that's brought down in the Be'er Hetiv, that if the Yom Misa is not the same day as Yom Kfuro, so then, for example, like the example we gave, Nifta on Sunday, and the Kfuro was on Monday, the Marit Hatz says you do put on tefillin on Monday, you consider it's the second day, and the Behater brings it down. The Ma'is Mishmuru did not bring it down. So really, Ikar Halacha is you don't put on tefillin on that Monday. But some people have a minig, after the Kfura, they put on tefillin without a bracha to be Yaitzadis Maritatz.